Thank you very much, and welcome to the Sport Zone here tonight on 103.9 WLEN. I'm Steve Barkway, and we've got a lot of very powerful wrestling teams in the county. Last week, we talked to the folks over there in Hudson, and they're top-ranked and pretty close right behind Clinton. And we're talking to the coach, Jeff Rowland. Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
And you guys are having a great season, obviously, and did very well at the county tournament this past week. Maybe let's start there.
Yeah, we were real happy. We led the county with 12 kids getting in at an invitational, and then we ended up with four champs right behind Hudson, and everybody got a win that we took over there, so we were real pleased with the effort for the night.
Very good. And as we kind of alluded to there, you guys are ranked number two in the state. So that's outstanding. You got to feel good about that.
Yeah, we started the year kind of middle of the top 10, and we've slowly, with some wins we've had, been able to climb up. And so now there's only one team left ahead of us across the county. And so at the end of the day, hopefully get our opportunity to compete for that state title at the end of the year.
That'd be awesome. That's very good. Without any further ado, why don't we run down your classes and the guys who are competing for the Redskins this year?
Okay, yeah, we got several ranked kids. First, got 103 pounds, A.J. Baxter. He's ranked number one in the state right now as county champ. And then 112, Brandon Beach is our starter there right now, and he's honorable mention at his weight class. And then 119, Christian Meinhardt is ranked eighth in the state. And he's a junior. Then 125, we have Noah Comar, is ranked number one in the state, and won his weight class in the county meet. Then at 130, Spencer Combs is 130-pounder. He's a freshman. Then 135 is Anthony Stockdale. He's a senior, and he's ranked seventh in the state. And 140, Riley Jeffrey is ranked right now in the state, I believe, eighth. 145 is Jeffrey Combs. And 152, Garrett Phillips. 160, Braden Randolph. He's ranked third in the state. He won his weight class in the county on Friday night. And then 171, Ethan Hicks. 189, we use Cecil Rafferty quite a bit. And then 215, Trent Sexton. He's ranked in the state number eight right now, or seven, something like that. And then heavyweight, Don Stump was also county champ Friday night. He's ranked fifth in the state at heavyweight. So those guys have been competing well all year for us.
I guess so. That's very impressive. Who's got the best record for you overall?
Well, it's two guys that are real close. Noah Comar is 38-2 and returning state champ, ranked number one. And then at 103 pounds, A.J. Baxter is 36-2, again, ranked number one in his weight class in Division IV right now.
That's outstanding. Very good. And do you have any depth at all, or do you have to keep everybody healthy?
Yeah, no, we got some depth. We got some other kids that are still in. You know, Landis Gilman is one that we've been using at 130, 135, 140. He's a freshman, got 18 wins for the year where we've been able to use him. So we have a little bit of flexibility, and, you know, health is going to be a key issue, you know, with your top kids. So hopefully, especially near the top for us, we're a little thin there, but hopefully we can stay healthy and we don't have to worry about that.
Good. That sounds good. I know coaches a lot of times like to mention their assistant coaches too, and feel free to mention anybody else that's very supportive of your program.
Well, we got a great coaching staff. Casey Randolph, assistant coach, and he's been head coach several places and done a great job. He's probably one of the best coaches I've ever coached with, and so I'm very thankful to have him on our program. Lou Poza also is a state champ from Clinton and wrestling college. Was very helpful. And then we got Ben Griffin, who wrestled at Eastern Michigan. He's a younger guy, was a state champ. And Aaron Sexton is another one of our assistant coaches. He's coached for a lot of years and helps us out. So those guys all do a lot of work. Takes a lot off my plate. We all work together really well. So it's all been these guys the last few years kind of putting this together and getting us near the top here.
I guess so. You got a great staff there, Jeff.
Yeah, really knowledgeable group. It's comforting to know, you know, you don't You're not in it, you know, by yourself. All those guys do a great job. You know, our principal, NAD, Mr. Beasley, was the coach before us, so he's another one that we can lean on pretty heavily. So we're very fortunate the situation we're in right now in Clinton for the time we are in with wrestling. So it's an exciting time to be part of it. Our youth club is very supportive as well.
Great. All right. That sounds good. Let's pause for a message here, Jeff, and we'll come right back and we'll talk about the athlete of the week, okay?
Okay.
All right. Right after this. All right. Back on the athlete of the week program here on 103.9 WLEN. We're talking Clinton Redskin wrestling with the coach, Jeff Rowland, and they're having a great season, ranked number 2 in the state of Michigan right now, and a lot of very qualified wrestlers, and a bunch of them did great in the county tournament last week. And talk to us about what we've decided on the athlete of the week. That's kind of a tough choice here for you.
Yeah, it is. I got 4 guys that won the county tournament. My heavyweight pinned his way through. 160-pounder heavyweight Don Stump, and then 160-pounder Braden Randolph, B2 ranked kids, and at 125, Noah Comar beat the number 2 ranked kid to win the county tournament, and then at 103-pounder AJ Baxter beat the 4th or 5th ranked kid in the state to win. So all of them had real tough goals to win the county tournament, but this week, doing a athlete of the week, Noah Comar, 125-pounder, and Braden Randolph, our 106-pounder, both won the MVP awards for the lower and upper weights on Friday night from the county, so I'd like to give it to both of them.
Sounds good to me. Very deserving, and that makes sense. Jeff, keep up the good work over there in Clinton, and we'll kind of follow your progress here in the coming weeks.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. I'm Steve Barkway here on the Sports Zone.